This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. When we grow up, we create a new way of living, but all in response to the bad habits of those around us. And going against the grain, it can be exactly what we need to move forward. So with that in mind, this little blog caught our eye. 7 Ways to Eat Good on a Hood Budget. It's authored by the musician Kanum Imobu, better known as Stick, from the hip-hop group Dead Prez.
They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, because true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves. Be healthy, y'all.
We invited Stick and his wife, Afia, she's a nutritionist, here to talk about how their family breaks bread without breaking the bank. Stick, Afia, welcome to Marketplace Money.
Salute, salute.
Hey.
Stick, you wrote a blog post, 7 Ways to Eat Good on a Hood Budget. And there's a lot of misconceptions about the community and the ability on a tight budget to get real good, fresh food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people, you know, feel that it's tougher, it's more expensive because our concept of what health food is. And we think it's, you know, all the packaged foods and the whole foods aisle. But really, the most dense nutrient-wise foods are the cheapest. It's the produce aisle. So, you know, lettuce, apples, carrots, things of that nature is the cheapest thing in the whole supermarket. So that's the first thing about health food being less expensive is what is health food.
So when you were growing up, how was that different when you were a kid as to how you're raising your kids now?
Right on. Well, when I grew up, you know, soul food was the thing. We ate fish fries and the soul food fixings. That's how I grew up. And until I read Malcolm X's autobiography, I never thought about food as it relates to our health. And, you know, Malcolm would talk about the pork, its relationship to hypertension and high blood pressure. And I started thinking about my family, my uncles, cousins, and all of the different health issues. And it made me say, wow, I didn't know. And at that point, you know, I got radicalized. Our son, he's 12 now. He grew up vegan. He was born vegan, and he's jumping off the walls and turning back flips. So he's all right.
As a boy should.
I actually was very sick as a kid, and I became a vegetarian at 15 due to health issues. You know, I grew up, my mother, she was a single mother. She worked 3 jobs, so we were kind of on our own. So it was like fast food, soda, Twinkies, you know, that was my main food. And then just being sick all the time, I finally found a doctor who said it could be the foods that I was eating. And that is really what started my journey on this health path.
So how much have you saved financially right now in terms of the way you shop and also down the road?
We have a dedicated account for, you know, like grocery shopping and monthly things like that. My wife is the financial mastermind.
Aha! So, all right, Afia.
So that's how I do it. I just let her do it. And one of the things that you do is you make food for the week. You know, you make a big pot of pasta or a big pot of rice, you know, beans in bulk.
And Afia, you know, I'm a busy single mom and there's a lot to do. So how can I best manage myself to make sure that I'm eating right when I'm running around?
I'm a mom too. So I have to think ahead, make big meals. I'll make like a big pot of soup. That will be my lunch, our dinner, our son's lunch. And sometimes it's about priorities. Like if I want to watch Scandal, you know what I'm saying? Can I do that and be making some food at the same time?
She ain't lying.
That's what I'm going to do so I can catch up on Scandal is I'm going to cook while I have it on next to me. Now, when it comes to money and it comes to spending and your health, it's really about what you choose to spend your money on.
That's right. You know, I really value feeling good. I really value having energy. So when I have to make a choice between, you know, this or that, I'm always going to choose the organic source of nutrients, you know, because that's going to make everything else I want to do possible.
And I just want to say something here. If you drink alcohol, if you smoke cigarettes, if you have more than basic cable, if your kids have video games, if you're on name brand stuff, you know, if you can afford to do these things, then you can afford to eat healthier. So once again, it goes back to priorities.
All right, so we actually save money in the long run by taking care of our health. Someone listening right now is saying, okay, I'm inspired. I'm ready to go to the grocery store and make the right choices, but they also have to be the right choices for my wallet. So talk me through it a bit and tell them where should they go and how should they shop.
Farmers market. That is one of the most inexpensive places to purchase food because it's not marked up like a regular grocery store would be. And then those foods are usually seasonal. So if you buy what's in season, that's usually cheaper as well. So if you try to buy a watermelon now, it's going to be more expensive than it would be in the summertime. And then once again, buying in bulk, not so much packaged pre-made foods. And not that you can't have that. That should just not be the main thing in your basket.
Also, co-ops, you know, a lot of times you can volunteer to get savings.
And one of the cheapest ways to get food is to grow it yourself. It costs about $1 for a whole pack of seeds, and you only need a few seeds to get a whole bunch of produce. And, you know, when I was growing up, we just had a patio. I lived in apartments, but my mother would have these big tubs, and she would grow green peppers. She would grow tomatoes. You can grow a lot of things just right on your patio, and that's cheaper, and it's organic.
Stick and Afia Mubu, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Be healthy, y'all.
You can find a link to Stick's blog, 7 Ways to Eat Good on a Hood Budget, at marketplacemoney.org.